Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Good morning, Kaya. One moment.
Okay, no problem.
Miss Kaya, how you
Yes.
doing? I placed an order with you guys. Well, okay, I got this thing on my phone about let's see here.
Sure,
About an iPhone 12 Pro. Some about that I wanted, but I just had to pay the shipping and handling with you guys. Okay, it says username lamariosbradley@gmail.com, password D5166C211OFA7. Okay, once I did my confirmation to pay for the shipping and handling for the phone that I won, it kicked me into this look like a thank you for your subscription, Lamaris. Soon you will receive delicious healthy recipes with planning, and I'm guessing this goes along with the phone. Okay, well, I haven't received my phone, and I got the confirmation number or everything stating right here that you guys took out my account, $40, $39.85, for the iPhone contested entry and monthly subscription.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I have your zip code, please?
It's 74128 Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, just give me one brief moment while it's loading.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. Okay, and just for verification purposes, may I please have your shipping address?
It's 1360 South 107th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74128.
All right, thank you. Just looking over this account here, I do see that $39.85 charge. So it was for the meal balance, which is an app that gives you daily recipe guides to help you watch your calorie intake, cut out
Okay.
sugars and carbs.
Okay, my question is it just said I had to pay shipping and handling for the phone that I won. It didn't say anything about me having to pay for this nutrition, whatever this is.
Yes, sir. I'm not familiar with the advertisement or the phone or anything of that nature. I can only speak on what's on the account, which is the meal balance, meal plan. And if you were interested, I can even offer you $20 off.
So you don't know nothing about the phone that I supposed to want.
No. The phone, that's not, no. Just the meal balance.
Okay, because it says iPhone contested entry and monthly subscription. Order total is $39.85.
And that's the price. The $39.85 is to cover the subscription. I'm not
Okay.
sure if it's partnered with a phone. I don't believe so. I know the
Okay, ma'am.
subscription can be sent to your phone, the phone that you already have, and that's how you access it.
Okay, but I wasn't trying to sign up for no whatever this is, ma'am, and it took $39.85 out of my account. And the only reason why I did it because they sent me a thing through Best Buy stating that, well, you've been entered for this contest, so I did it. And, because it didn't go on my spam file, so I thought it was legit. And it said I won this brand new iPhone Pro. It takes 5 days, 5 business days to be shipped to you. So I was like, okay, cool. Then I look and see they charged me $39.85, so I assumed that was for the shipping. Okay, and then I opened it up and I got to looking and I'm seeing this subscription confirmation for some food, something food, I don't know. Balance Life. Is that what that is? Balance Life.
Yes, sir. Balanced
Okay,
life meal
well,
plan.
yes, ma'am. I don't need this, ma'am. I would greatly like to see if I get my damn money back.
Okay, I can definitely go ahead and cancel this out for you. Now, because this subscription was active for a full week now, I can definitely offer you up to 75% back on that charge at
$39.85.
70%? 75%. So that'll make it... you'll get back $29.89, making the final price only $9.96. That's only just because that the subscription was active since May 24th. So,
man, there's so many loopholes with these damn phones and things and people taking advantage of people. Okay, ma'am, listen, I just want my money. That's fine. I realize you, since you're saying it's been active for a week that I can't get all my money back, but you say I can get some of my money back?
Yes, sir. $29.89 to be exact.
Okay. Well, can you, I guess, work your magic if I can get my money back? And no. I don't want to keep this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing I can do with this. I mean, you guys have already charged me for it, right?
Yes, sir. So I can definitely go ahead and cancel that out for you as well. That refund was processed successfully and the subscription is stopped. You should receive an email, but if you want, I can definitely read you your cancellation number if you want to write it down.
Let's see here. And of course, I don't have nothing to write it down with. Give me 1 second, man.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay. Let's see. What's that cancellation number?
So that will be 919-248-585. 585.
Okay, so let me read this back to you. 919-248-585.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, and how much of that money you guys said that you sent it back to me?
That was $29.89.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Okay, so as counsel, I won't have to worry about dealing with that no more, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I guess that's all, man. And you say you can't help me for us, this iPhone thing.
No, sir. I do apologize.
So let me ask you this. I've seen nothing about this ad with you guys. It was only after I did this thing for this phone when I seen that it grouped me in with you guys. But then you say that you guys don't have anything to do with that.
No, sir. I'm not familiar with the phone at all. I do know people have asked me because the same thing happened about the phone, and I'm not sure. I don't know if it took you just to another page or another link or something.
But it's grouped with you guys, though, because it says iPhone contested entry and monthly subscription.
Does that mean that you win both or you win one or the other?
It was only supposed to be the iPhone. It said just pay shipping. You won the phone. You just have to pay the shipping.
Yes.
And then after I got the reading and I opened stuff up, that's when I realized it signed me up for this automatically.
I took the payment right.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? Because it gave me a subscription date, 5/24/2021 at 7:48 p.m., subscription ID number I have, that's the number you just read me, the 919-248-585. Okay, and then it also has Bill 2, which is my name, Mario's Bradley. Then it has my address, city, and zip code.
Okay.
So this is on you guys' page.
Yes, sir. I'm just a call center representative. I don't really, I'm not like from the company. So that's another reason why I can't really give you more information about how it's linked and stuff like that.
Yeah. It says lifestyle victories confirmation number.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, sir. That's one of the companies that we service, but I'm not really directly with the company, so I can't even speak more on the advertisement. I can just show the meal balance here.
I understand your dilemma, ma'am, and you know, thank you for helping me. But that's false advertisement, man. I don't think they realize that's a lawsuit.
Sure.
You know that you're swindling people. You know you hustling people. Because the only reason why I even did what I did was for the phone, and then it didn't show anything about this until after I had already paid for the shipping and handling. Then all of a sudden, this pops up.
I do understand where the disconnect in the I do understand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a fair man, ma'am. If I signed up for this, you know, and I was cool with it, I wouldn't call you guys. But you know, they charged me for something, and I'd have been waiting, you know, for this phone that I supposedly won, and I've not received the phone. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? What did I pay for? You see what I'm saying?
I do. I definitely understand. Yeah. And do you call in, and we're only talking about the meal plan? And
right.
Yeah.
Right. And it clearly states right here, you know, your description shown on bank account balance, life, iPhone contested entry, and monthly subscription. So it's all grouped together with you guys' page. So that's what made me think, well, okay, well, maybe I can call this number and find out what's going on.
Was there any other numbers linked to the email or the advertisement?
Ma'am, the only other thing I have on here, like I said before, is the subscription number that they gave me, the time, date, address. They gave me a username, a password. I'm trying to see what else is on here. They got the order total of $39.85. If you have a question about your order, our experts are available to assist you, and this is the number I called you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Customer care hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's it. It don't have anything else.
Okay. Yeah, I wish I can give you more information. That's all.
I already got it. Being that it was open for a week, she just explained to me that they couldn't give me the whole refund. They gave me 75% of it back, which is $29.80 something.
Excuse me?
I mean, it was open for a week, Ma. So
well, why are they going to give me all my money back if that's the case? Because I'm not ordered. What is that we ordered?
I mean, that's what she was just trying to explain to me,
so
and I was just talking to her about it.
How come they only gave me 75% back? I want to know why.
Ma'am?
Yes, the reason why 75% was give back is because the refunds are based on the time that the app was open. So the app was open for a full week and a day. So that's why we can only give you back 75%. It's not really based on usage. It's based on how long it's been activating.
That's the whole point. You guys have this activated thing open. I understand you're a call center, but there has to be somebody higher than you that can help, because for one, we didn't receive anything when it only took 3 days on this thing that said so. And when you put the information in for this iPhone 12, it ends up giving you this without you even knowing. So we technically paid for an iPhone 12, which we didn't receive at all. Nothing has came in the mail. So I want to know why you guys will not give more than 75% back.
Yes, ma'am.
And there is somebody who can help me above you.
Yes, ma'am. That's just the protocol, and the supervisor and us, we do follow the same protocol. We all go by the same thing. So that's why I do apologize again. It goes by the when it was activated, and I'm showing here May 24th. So that's the only reason I can only give you back 75%.
And it's showing on mine too, May 24th, which is, you know.
Yes, but.
Which is, you know, man, we're not trying to give you a hard time, because there's nothing you can do, ma'am. You know, we understand that. I just find it wrong that they charged us. Pretty much, we just gave away free money for nothing. you know, and then when we went to get our money back, you know, you're telling us only 75%, and I do understand how long the app has been open, and yes, it does state 5/24/2021, 7:48 p.m. on my end, but I thought because it had something to do with this phone, if I closed it, that, you know, I wouldn't be able to get the phone. That's why I wasn't tripping, because I assumed that the $39.85 was for the iPhone shipping. I didn't know that it was for this description, this subscription.
And I want my money back.
Well, but there ain't nothing she can do, ma.
There is, because we can fight this, because that's fraud. For one, that's false advertisement. I know what I'm talking about, because I used to work in a call center like that.
Okay, well, but on her end, ma'am, is there anything else that you can do, ma'am?
I'm going to just go ahead as a courtesy and give you the full refund. I'm not supposed to, but at this point, I'm going to just go ahead. That $9.96 will be refunded back to your account. Yeah. Is there anything else I can assist you guys with?
No, ma'am. I mean, you've really been kind and courteous to us, and I really appreciate it, and I hope you didn't do anything to get yourself in trouble.
It's okay. Like I said, I do understand it was a false advertisement, and you guys were really interested in the phone, and I can't give you no more answers about it. So I just want to help you as much as I can, so I can definitely refund back that $9.96 because you didn't even use the app and you didn't know about it. So just as a courtesy, it's okay. No problem at all.
So that, okay, given that $9.96, that brings it to $39.85, right?
Yes, the full $39.85.
Okay, and that's going to take anywhere from 24 to 72 hours, correct?
We are advised to tell you guys the standard 3 to 5 business days, but some people do see their refunds like the day after, so I'll just say be on the lookout for it, but give it the full 5 business days. If you don't see it, you can definitely call back in. They'll see what we talked about and that I gave you the refund, so...
Okay, well, thank you kindly, and I really appreciate it, and you have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You do the same.
Thank you.